guy.
I heard it all. All right. I just got Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, Florida, and then your Bulldogs and Tigers.
College football playoff.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Hey, Paul. Dan and Dalton here.
Dan, what's up, bro?
How you doing, man? This weekend, where are you going to be?
Lexington.
Ah, okay. It's always warm this time of year.
Yeah. I think the high tomorrow we're doing outside is 52. So really, really looking forward to it. Last week, we've had good weather, but it's over.
Yeah.
The horses will be racing in wool sweaters up at Keeneland.
Yeah.
So it'll be a nice night.
And I think I'll be in one, too.
Yeah. Noon kickoff, though, for them?
Okay. Get it over with quick.
Painless. All right. You ready to roll here, Paul?
Yes, sir.
All right, Dan, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Friday morning on FM Talk 106.5 means Football Fridays with Feinbaum. Here is Paul Feinbaum joining Dan and Dalton. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Doing well. Can see the finish line, at least for the SEC in Atlanta from here. I guess we're now within a month from that SEC championship. So things coming down here to the wire. And a big game that folks were looking to last weekend was LSU and Alabama. And, I mean, what a game from Jaden Daniels before he gets knocked out. Jalen Milroe finishes the job for Bama. What'd you make of that LSU and Alabama game last week?
I thought it was a spectacular game, but I must have been alone because I tuned in Tuesday night to see Alabama was going to jump, and this committee did not even move them. So maybe we saw things differently, but I thought that was a big deal. And part of the reason I think they didn't is that they now say, well, hey, LSU has three losses. They do have three losses against Florida State, number four, against Alabama, and round number eight, and Ole Miss, I think, which is number nine or ten. So, I mean, LSU is a really good team. They just have played a really bad schedule.
Yeah, I mean, when people talk about losses teams have, because they played good teams and they can't win them all, right? I mean, that's pretty simple logic,
well,
isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you play Michigan's schedule, LSU would be the number one team in the country.
Boy, Michigan, the leaves continue to fall off that tree a little
bit. Not to get into something totally totally off the subject, yeah. which has been very much on my mind lately, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. And so, you know, this LSU-Bama game, I've heard it from both sides. LSU fans complaining about the referees. They felt that hit on Jaden Daniels was egregious. But then Bama fans, once these rankings came out Tuesday, I had some texting us believing there's a conspiracy to keep Bama out of the top four.
Well, first of all, the old adage, bring your own referees, and I think Nick Saban's very good at that. But I don't – there are so many variables, and I get stuck, guys. You have a real job where I'm stuck talking about the imagination of what could happen or won't happen. And yes, there is a very real scenario that, if I can say this word on a friendly family-owned station, could get royally screwed. I mean, they really could. But I'm not concerned about that right now. I mean, I will be in a few weeks because things could be changing hastily, but I mean, there's a doomsday scenario that Alabama could beat Georgia and still not get in. I mean, that would be over my dead body, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, I've seen those. I never really looked into it deeply enough to see what the possibilities are because all that stuff, frankly, kind of bores me because it is hypothetical. But Alabama winning out, including a win over Georgia in the SEC championship game, and there's a scenario where they would not get in?
Yeah, and here it is, just to make it simple. Okay. Let's say Michigan, assuming they're eligible, runs the table. Washington runs the table. Florida State runs the table. And here's the one that's going to drive people crazy. Texas,
right?
Which has one loss, continues to win. And then that's four teams right there.
Wow.
And you do the head-to-head, Alabama versus Texas, and right now – If the committee is telling us anything, and quite frankly, I don't think they are. They're just eating five-star hotel food and going to the spa. That Texas would come, and yeah, in one on one level, I mean, you could say, well, Texas did beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa, but on another level, it, you know, if they played today, I'd pick Alabama every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I would too. Talking with Paul Feinbaum for Football Fridays, presented by Bryant Bank, and before we get into some of the ranked games coming up Saturday, how about you called this one more or less Arkansas beating Florida? It took overtime. KJ Jefferson got the job done though, and is Sunbelt Billy Napier in trouble here? I've heard some folks calling him Sunbelt Billy.
Yeah,
lately.
I have too.
Yeah, I like that. Can I say this in the nicest possible way? Sure. I don't trust Billy Napier coaching. Sunbelt Billy, don't be surprised if you hear me say that later, I feel like karma is in play here. About 3 weeks ago, he literally stole a game at South Carolina. That they were down by 10. They won the game at the end. I feel like he gave that one back. And it was a terrible one to give back because Arkansas is just, quite frankly, dog meat right now. I think I can say that on the air. Here's the math. They play this week at LSU, loss. Next week at Missouri, loss. And then Florida State at home, loss. Mm-hmm. That's a 5-7 record for Sunbelt Billy.
Paul can't get enough of that.
it's a brutal end to a season that was looking.
I really do like that. That's copyrighted, by the way.
That was a brutal end to his sentence.
Yeah, things were looking up, you know, when they beat Tennessee. And speaking of those Volunteers, they will play Missouri, who had high hopes playing Georgia last week. Bulldogs ended those. But, you know, if this game were being played next year, Tennessee and Missouri both just outside the top 12, we're going to have 12 playoff teams next year. So this would hold a whole lot more weight a year from now than it does now, but still a big game for two teams in the SEC East.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're already starting to see next year what's going to happen. And it really is interesting because you can lose a game or two, big deal. And it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter on one level. I think I saw, what did I see at the 12-team playoff was this week? Who would be, I can't remember. There's some fast, I think eight, or I think it was Alabama and Ole Miss might be playing. Something really weird like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But Heupel has had no trouble beating up on Missouri these last couple of years. But this Missouri Tigers team, it feels different, but they're also coming off a pretty tough loss last week.
They are, and I mean, I trust this team only so far. I feel like Tennessee's going to get in there and get one. I feel this team is – Tennessee's just better than their record. And I'm not trying to hype something next week. I guess I am because I'm going to be there. But if Tennessee does beat Missouri, watch out. Next week in Knoxville, I think will be the game of the year in the SEC. I know I've said that a few times. But Georgia going into Tennessee – I'll spare you what a tough place it is to play. I think you already know that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Georgia gets a break where they're home again in a big game. They've got only once beaten Ole Miss coming in. One thing that I've heard time and time again this week from pundits and Georgia people, too, is that Ole Miss is a different team on the road than they are at home. Do you buy into that?
Well, I think the evidence I would offer is what happened to Tuscaloosa. That is going, even though Alabama beat LSU convincingly, I still think the Ole Miss game might be their signature win of the year because Ole Miss at that moment was a better team than Alabama. So I don't think they play as well. I think Lane Kiffin gets distracted. He goes on the road and, you know, he starts watching Netflix and he forgets to go to the team meeting. That Marriott Courtyard Netflix that's free is very tempting.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Ole Miss at Georgia, I know you think Georgia is a bit vulnerable, and I would agree with that, but how do you see that one going, or would you care to give us a clue?
They're vulnerable because they still don't have Brock Bowers, and I know everybody's playing great, blah, blah, blah. But there's a faint chance he might get in. I mean, he is making a remarkable progress. I don't think we'll see him Saturday. night, but I think they'll get by there. Ole Miss, good team. I don't think they're quite elite. They're not far from it. But Georgia reminds me, don't get mad, of Alabama a couple of years ago. They just kind of beat you down in the fourth quarter. They win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's really amazing that they're able to still play at such a high level after the last 2 years losing so many guys who are now starting in the NFL, and they're still able to string these wins together. What's it been, 26 in a row now,
Paul,
for Georgia?
You think about that. That is a remarkable number. I'm a Georgia fan, and I can. It's like 26 straight games they've won? Really? I mean, that's saying a mouthful.
Yeah, no, it's amazing, and I've been around long enough to remember Alabama on a 28-game winning streak, and didn't make it to 29.
Mm. Paul, thank you so much again for coming on with us, and it's right around the corner. We got Iron Bowl, Egg Bowl, all the big rivalry games, and then the SEC in Atlanta. So we appreciate you checking in with us every week.
Guys, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Thank you, Paul. Paul Feinbaum. Football Fridays with Feinbaum, brought to you by Bryant Bank.
Yes, Bryant Bank, we really appreciate their involvement here. They provide a traditional community bank culture while embracing the innovations of today and the changes of tomorrow, and they make it possible for us to have Football Fridays every Friday during the football season with Paul Feinbaum. Coming back, more from down here in downtown Mobile at the Civic Center, getting ready for this Veterans Day parade coming up later, and Mobile Mornings continues right after this.